ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ॐ ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति 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 ॐ नमो भगवते श्रीदक्षिणामूर्तिस्वरूपाय श्रीदयानन्दरूपाय परमगुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। सो हियर ॐ ब्रह्मविदा आप्नोति परं तदेषाभ्युक्ता सत्यं ज्ञानमनन्तं ब्रह्म यो वेद निहितं गुहायां परमे व्योमन् सोऽश्नुते सर्वान् कामान् सः ब्रह्मणा विपश्चितेति। सत्यं ज्ञानम् अनन्तं ब्रह्म। वाट् इस् ब्रह्म? सो ब्रह्म, वाट् इस् इम्प्लैड् बै द वर्ड् ब्रह्म? What is that which is limitlessly big? What is that which is incomparably big? Incomparably limitlessly big. Incomparably limitlessly big is that which is beginningless, endless, changeless. And that reality, what is that? That is Satyam. That is pure existence. The changeless existence. That's the implied meaning of the word Satyam. We are going to see today the implied meaning of the word Satyam also again. And that existence is, what is that existence? How it is? The pure knowledge, pure consciousness, implied by the term Jnanam. The pure consciousness, pure knowledge, is actually the very swarupam, the very truth of knower, known knowledge. That without the presence of which there cannot be knower at all. Without the presence of which there cannot be knowledge of anything. That without the presence of which there cannot be anything which is known. Therefore, the truth, the reality, abstract formless reality, obtaining in the form of pure knowledge or reality which is of the nature of knowing, is the very truth which lends existence to the knower, which lends existence to the known and the knowledge. So that which obtains in the form of the existence of the knower, known, and knowledge is the swarupam of the knower, known, knowledge. The very truth of the knower, known knowledge is pure knowledge, is implied by the term jnanam. We understood all that yesterday. So I'm going to read the last paragraph where we left yesterday. Vijnatrasvarupa avyatirekat karanadi nimitta anapekshatvatacha Brahmanaha jnana swarupatvepi nityatva prasiddhihi. This Brahman always has his status of being eternal. Having the nature of knowing, that Brahman does not require any pramanam to be the knower. Without requiring any pramanam, by its very nature, sannidhi matrena, by its mere presence, reality knows. Reality implied by the term knows. Illya means. That's why knowing is the swarupam. We understood yesterday Agni Ushnavadu, like the heat of the fire. Being hot is the nature of the fire. So illumining is the nature of the light. Light is the nature of the swarupam of the sun. So knowledge is the swarupam of the reality. Which means you cannot separate sun and light, fire and heat. Inseparable nature. Unchanging is the nature, swarupam. Similarly here, this abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality and the knowing swarupam cannot be separated. The reality, in fact, reality being the subtlest, it has to be arrived at only in terms of its nature of knowing. Therefore, ataha, ataha, naiva dhatvartaha, tad avikriya rupatvat. So, dhatvartaha, the meaning of the root, the words derived as the meaning of the root, knowledge, knower, known, etc. They're all subject to change. But here, this what is implied with the term jnanam is of the nature of changelessness, is the form of unchanging form. Avikriya rupatvat. Therefore, it is not the dhatvartaha, it is not the words derived as the meaning of the root, but it is pure knowledge. Ataha eva cha na jnana kartru. Definitely, the word jnanam does not mean the subject of knowledge. Tasma deva, that is why jnana shabda na jnana shabda vachyam api tad brahma. That absolute reality Brahman is not even the object of knowledge. Tathapi tad abhasa vachakena buddhi dharma vishayena jnana shabdena talakshyate natu uchyate. So here, tathapi, tadabhasa vachakena. Abhasa vachakena, the manifest knowledge. Because the manifestation of knowledge, buddhi dharma vishayena. Because of the attribute of the buddhi, it is indicated by the term jnanam. It is not merely indicated by the word jnanam. It is implied by the term jnanam. Jnana shabdena brahma lakshyate. Let me make it very clear. So, how can you understand lakshyartha of jnanam and vachyartha of jnanam? Here, natu uchyate tat lakshyate means the lakshyartha alone is implied. Lakshyartha alone should be taken as the meaning of the word jnanam, not the vachyartha. So, jnana shabdena brahma na uchyate, brahma lakshyate. Brahman, the absolute, abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality implied by the term Brahman is implied by the word jnanam, not directly indicated by the word jnanam, which means the word, when you say jnanam, what does it mean? Literally, what is the vachyartha? Vritti jnanam. Jnanam, literal knowledge, means vritti jnanam, which is manifest knowledge. And manifest knowledge has two factors, involves two factors, which we have already understood. The mere consciousness without the vritti cannot become manifest knowledge. It will be pure knowledge. The pure consciousness, the consciousness by itself without association with the vritti cannot become knowledge of an object. And the vritti without consciousness, mere vritti, being material product cannot even exist without consciousness. And where's the question of becoming knowledge? The vritti also by itself cannot form the jnanam, vritti jnanam. So vritti independently cannot become the jnanam. Consciousness without the vritti also cannot become the manifest knowledge. Without the manifesting medium, it will be pure knowledge. So the reality without the vritti, without the manifesting medium, will be pure knowledge, pure consciousness. With the vritti, it becomes manifest knowledge. But vritti without consciousness cannot even exist, cannot even have the status of being existent. So vritti also by itself cannot become the vritti jnanam. There's no jnanam, there's only mere vritti. Mere vritti will be as good as non-existent. With the two factors. So vritti jnanam, the word jnanam, the vachyartha of the word jnanam, the literal meaning of the word jnanam is vritti jnanam, involving two factors. Vritti, the manifesting medium, and consciousness manifested in the vritti. So manifested consciousness and the vritti together form vritti jnanam. This is vachyartha. When you say table is, means table knowledge is, table consciousness is, means there's a table vritti, the thought form of table with manifested consciousness is what? Vritti jnanam, table knowledge. Book is, book knowledge is, means the thought form of the book and consciousness together constitute book knowledge. So door is, means door knowledge is, door consciousness is. Then the thought form of door with the consciousness is what? No, door knowledge. So this is the vritti jnanam, is the vachyartha of the word jnanam. And what is lakshyartha? The implied meaning. Here we have to use bhagatyaga lakshana. Using the bhagatyaga lakshana, this vritti jnanam, we physically, we cannot remove the vritti, but cognitively, intellectually, we discern the consciousness. We leave the thought form of the object. Cognitively, intellectually, leaving the thought form of the object, the vritti, take only consciousness. The pure consciousness aspect of the vritti jnanam alone is taken, cognitively deleting the thought form of the object. What that is? Pure consciousness. Called bhagatyaga lakshana. Bhagasya tyagaha bhavati. Okay, some part of the vritti jnanam, the vritti is given up, consciousness alone is taken. This taking only the consciousness is what? That pure consciousness without the vritti is what? Lakshyartha. Is it clear now? It's like saying, okay, we say there are many opaque things shining or shining in the presence of the light. In the presence of the light, when many opaque things are shining in the presence of the light, every opaque thing happens to be what? The reflecting medium of the light. In the presence of the opaque thing, light with opaque thing is what? Reflected light. Light with the reflect opaque thing is reflected light. If you remove the opaque thing, light without the opaque thing is what? Pure light. There's no pure light and reflected light. What? There's only light. The only substance called light, in the presence of the opaque things, it is reflected light. If we delete the opaque things cognitively, then we can discern what is pure light. the same way here. In vritti jnanam, countless number of vritti jnana, vrittis happen. Every vritti comes, happens, there is vritti jnanam. Countless number of thoughts keep on rising and we know so many things. And every vritti, vrittis are of, the thought forms are of various objects. But all the various cognitions, variable cognitions pertaining to variable, various objects, what is invariably present in all the variable cognitions is the pure knowledge, pure consciousness. That invariably present pure knowledge, pure consciousness in all the variable cognitions is what? The lakshyartha of the word jnanam. Is it clear? Is the lakshyartha. Okay. That's what is the meaning we have to understand here. Okay. Now having completed that, now Shankara Bhagavatpada also talks about the word satyam. Shabda pravrutti hetu jatyadi dharma rahitatvat. Before we go to Satya Shabda, let us see here. One more reason he gives. Shabda pravrutti hetu jatyadi dharma rahitatvat. Okay. So the word jnanam does not imply the vritti jnanam. What is implied by the word jnanam is the pure knowledge, the knowledge which is invariably present in all the variable cognitions, the unchanging, invariably present consciousness in all the changing variable cognitions is the implied meaning of the words jnanam. Again, one more reason he gives. Shabda pravritti hetuhu means if anything, any object has to be described, anything has to be described, that description of an object, the knowledge of an object can be, knowledge of the object can be gained through the description of the object. Which means if the object is described, then the knowledge can be understood. Knowledge can be known. That object can be known. If the object is described, the words can describe an object, then that specific described object can be known. And for the object to be, in order to have the knowledge of the object which is described, the object must fulfill certain conditions. The description presupposes what now? Certain things. Shabda pravritti hetu. Shabda pravritti hetu means for the word to be there, to be able to describe, the object must have what now? It must belong to a given species. The description of an object is possible only if the object, okay, belongs to a species. If it is, it should belong to a given species. That's what we said to be jatihi. Shabda pravritti nimittani, we say. Shabda pravritti nimittani, a shabda pravritti hetavaha. So jatihi. Jatyadi, adi shabda stands for another four things. Jatihi gunaha. An object must have some attribute or the other, gunaha. It must belong to a species or it must have some attribute or the other, gunaha, jatihi gunaha. Then kriya, the object must be associated with some form of action or the other, kriya, jatihi gunaha kriya. Jatihi gunaha kriya sambandaha. That object described must have relationship, connection with something or the other, sambandaha. Then dravyam, the object must have its own, some substance. Dravyam. Jatihi gunaha kriya sambandaha dravyam. These five factors are said to be shabda pravritti nimittani or shabda pravritti hetavaha. If the object has either of these, fulfills the conditions, it must belong to a species or at least it must have some attribute or it must be associated with some action or the other or it must have some relationship or connection with something or the other. Or it must have its own substance of something. If nothing is there, and here, what is implied by the term Brahma, the abstract formless reality, doesn't belong to any species. It's absolutely attributeless. It is actionless, not associated with any of the accessories required for karma. It has no relationship, no connection with anything, relationless. Again, it is not no substance. It is not dravyam. So it doesn't fulfill any of the five factors, the conditions of the five factors. Therefore, what? No word can describe Brahma. So, Shankaracharya says, Shabda Pravritti Hetu Jatyadi Dharma Rahitatvat. As Brahman has the status of being devoid of the attributes, such as species, etc., which are required for any word to be able to describe. Therefore, what? Definitely, the word jnanam implies pure knowledge, not knowledge of an object. Not the vritti jnanam, it is swarupa jnanam. What is swarupa jnanam? In every piece of knowledge, knowledge of this, knowledge of that, knowledge of table, knowledge of a countless number of objects are known. And we have the manifestations of knowledge of various things. In every piece of knowledge, the vrittis are different. The vrittis pertaining to the objects are different because objects are different. But the jnanam, the consciousness, the pure knowledge in the every vritti jnanam is one and the same unchanging knowledge, consciousness. That pure consciousness alone we should take intellectually, then we can discern that pure consciousness as the implied meaning of the word jnanam. So, bhaga tyaga lakshanaya. Use that particular lakshana, we get the implied meaning of the word jnanam. So, this reality not having any of the five conditions required for directly revealing. Required for revealing. Like jati, etc. definitely it is not vritti jnanam. The word jnanam implies only shuddham chaitanyam, pure knowledge. Okay, now next sentence, tatha. Now he puts full stop for jnana shabda explanation. Now Shankar Bhagavatpada picks up the word satyam again. He makes us think of the implied meaning of the word satyam. So he says tatha. Okay, that we going to come across in the next sentence only. Satya ananta shabdabhyam samanadhikaranyat. Okay, sorry, still we are in jnana shabda only. Tata satya ananta shabdabhyam samanadhikaranyat. Many reasons he is giving why. If we see the word jnanam does not mean the vritti jnanam, does not mean the object of knowledge, the knowledge of an object, does not mean the knower also, of the subject of knowledge also. For gives another reason he gives, tata satya ananta shabdabhyam samanadhikaranyat. This word jnanam is not there independently there. It is there along with other two definitions, satyam and anantam. Okay, satyam and anantam. It means this word is exactly in opposition with other two definitions, satyam and anantam. So, satyam, jnanam, anantam, all these three words are singular words. All these three words are nominative case. All these three words are in neuter gender words. They were what? All these words happen to be of the same gender, same number, same case form. All these three are in apposition. Samanadhikaranyam. Therefore, the word jnanam happens to be in apposition with other definitions, satyam and anantam. Definitely, the word jnanam does not mean subject of knowledge or object of knowledge. The word jnanam definitely means pure knowledge, the sarupa jnanam, not vritti jnanam. Okay. Here ends, sorry, I was in a hurry to go to the next word. Here ends discussion on the word jnanam. No. As I told you already, Shankar Bhagavatpada, now he takes the other word, satyam. Tatha satya shabdena api. Tatha satya shabdena api. Means what? Like that, like how by the Brahman is implied by the word jnanam, the implied meaning of the word jnanam alone should be taken as the meaning of the word Brahma. In the same way, not the literal vachyartha, the same way, satya shabdena api. So here, satya shabdena api, by this word satyam also, the absolute reality Brahman is implied, not directly indicated, denoted, revealed. Satya shabdena api, Brahma lakshyate natu uchyate. Satya shabdena api. By this word, satyam also, absolute reality is implied, not directly revealed, not directly indicated, denoted. So what does it mean here? Let me explain here before I go to the next sentence. See, we have objects, countless number of objects, subtle and gross, perceptible and available for various pramanams. And all those objects which are available for knowledge, recognition through any of the pramanams can be said to be existent object. An object means what? An existent. If it is not existent, we cannot call it an object. An object is an object only if it is existent. An unknown object is as good as non-existent. The known object alone has the status of being existent. Unknown object is as good as non-existent. The known object alone has the status of being existent. So, yet jnatam tasyaiva astitvam. Is not here the Bhashma, I'm just saying. It means every object has the status of being existent, being an object of knowledge. And all these objects, every object enjoys existence. An object is that which is known, thereby which enjoys existence. Now, chair is means chair is existent, which means chair enjoys existence. Space is means space is existent, space enjoys existence. Table is means table enjoys existence. Every object perceptible known through any pramanam enjoys existence. There is existence of various objects. Table is means existence of the table is. Book is means existence of the book is. Door is means existence of the door is. Man is means existence of the man is. Woman is means existence of a woman is. Which means this existence enjoyed by every object is existent is what? The qualified existence, savisesha satta. Savisesha satta, sopadhika satta, sopadhika satta, or savisesha satta, or saguna satta. Three words we can use. Existence associated with any object. As the existence of the given object is what? Sa visesha satta. Viseshena sahita satta. Sa visesha satta. Gunena sahita satta. Saguna satta. Or upadhi sahita satta. Sopadhika satta. All three words mean the same. Sopadhika satta. Saguna satta. Savisesha satta means what? Satta means pure existence. Satta means existence. The word satta is a feminine gender word of the word satyam. So satta means existence. Existence enjoyed by any object. Existence associated with any object is savisesha satta, saguna satta, sopadhika satta. And this satta is said to be what? Vyavaharika satta. Vyavaharika satta. வியாபகாரிக சத்தா ஆர் வியாபகாரிக்கம் சத்தியம்? வியாபகாரிக சத்தா ஆர் வியாபகாரிக்கம் சத்தியம்? சகுண சத்தா ஆர் சவிசேஷ சத்தா ஆர் சோபாதிக சத்தா இஸ் நத்திங் பட் வியாபகாரிக சத்தா ஆர் வியாபகாரிக்கம் சத்தியம். மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் ரியாலிட்டி, எம்பிரிக்கல் ரியாலிட்டி, ரிலேட்டிவ் ரியாலிட்டி, ஆப்ஜெக்டிவ் ரியாலிட்டி, எம்பிரிக்கல் ரியாலிட்டி, ரிலேட்டிவ் ரியாலிட்டி, ஆல் த்ரீ வேர்ட்ஸ் மீன் தி சேம். ஆல் த்ரீ எக்ஸ்பிரஷன்ஸ் மீன் தி சேம். So anything which enjoys existence here, which is available for experience and enjoyment, interaction, transaction, anything which is available for enjoyment, experience, knowledge is what? Vyavaharikam satyam, relatively real object. Table is means table is relatively real. It is not unreal. It is not tucham. It is not asat. It is not absolutely non-existent. It is not non-existent. Of course, it is very much there. Why? We can't say table is mean. You see the table. You can't say table is not there. Because I am experiencing the table. Table is available for experience. People are available for experience. Anything which is available for experience and enjoyment is what? Existent. How real it is? Relatively real. Objectively real. Empirically real. It is not unreal. So, vyavaharika satyam. Sometimes, what is objectively real? So the entire world of objects, the entirety of the world of objects, which is available for experience, perception, enjoyment, for all of us, can be said to be what? Vyavaharikam satyam. The world is relatively real, objectively real, empirically real. The world enjoys relative reality. It is relatively real, objectively real, empirically real. So we say vyavahar. Jagat is what? Jagat has vyavaharika satta. Jagat is vyavaharikam satyam. Relatively real world. It is not unreal. This universe is not unreal. Because it is relatively real. Because it is available for experience, enjoyment. So every object here, the whole world is constituted of relatively real forms, names and functions. Objects. This is vyavaharikam satyam. So this, what is the world of objects experienced in the waking state is empirically real world. This entire world of objects experienced in the world waking state is empirically real, relatively real, objectively real. So it's called vyavaharikam satyam. So jagrat prapanchaha has vyavaharika satta. The universe experienced in the waking state has empirical reality, relative reality, objective reality. Suppose if we dream, I dream, or you dream, whoever dreams. And in dream also, every individual experiences one's own world of objects. And swapna prapanchaha, the world experienced in dream by any individual, every individual, is also not unreal, because the given person had a specific experience of the specific world of objects. It is not unreal, but it is real only for a given person. Therefore, it is subjectively real. Relatively real, subjectively real. It is not objectively real. Other person's dream experience cannot be my experience. The dream, swapna prapancha anubhavaha. The swapna prapancha which is available for individual experience is only subjectively real. So subjectively real world is what? Pratibhasika satta or pratibhasikam satyam. So pratibhasikam satyam is subjective reality. Vyavaharikam satyam is objective reality or empirical reality. And here, the word satyam generally means that vachyartha of the word satyam is actually relative objective reality. Anything which is objectively, empirically, relatively real is said to be what meant by the word satyam. That is the vachyartha. But here, the word here also, satya shabdena api, by this word satyam also, the vachyartha, Brahman is, the absolute reality is not directly denoted, revealed, it's only implied. So implied means what? Here also we have the job of discerning cognitively. So reality is in the form of existence. Reality is in the form of existence of forms, names and functions, the objects. The table is means existence of the table is. Table exists means table enjoys existence. So when we say table is, door is, man is, woman is, tree is, any, I can give a big list of name, words, all those objects, the forms are different, names are different, functions are different. But the existence, when you say is, the isness, the existence enjoyed by all the various objects is one and the same. This existence with the given form, name and function is sopadhika savisesha satta, is the literal meaning of the word satyam. Vachyartha of the word satyam. But here, we have to cognitively delete the forms, objects. You say table is, door is, man is. Here, we have to say the existence. We can just take the existence, delete the, cognitively remove the objects, remove the forms associated with the existence. Table is, table enjoys existence. Existence without, existence, remove the cognitively the table, remove cognitively the man or woman, door, etc. That easiness enjoyed by all these objects is what? The existence without the forms is pure existence. That pure existence without the forms, the pure existence is the implied meaning of the word Satyam. So existence is one. The reality obtaining in the form of existence of every object, all the objects, is one indivisible, undivided, partless whole. Existence is one. Existence is available for experience along with given form, name and function. The forms, names and functions are not there. Then existence is what? Pure existence. Existence without forms, names and functions is pure existence, cannot be experienced, not available for experience. The existence with forms, names and functions is what? Manifest existence is available for experience. As what? As the existence of the table, existence of the existence of wall, existence of house, existence of road, existence of car, existence of sky, existence of star, existence of many things, existence is available for experience as a vyakta satta, manifest existence. If all the forms are deleted, the pure existence is not available for experience. Even though it is not available for experience, that pure existence alone is implied by the word Satyam. So pure existence implied by the word Satyam, pure consciousness implied by the word Jnanam are not two. They're one and the same. Consciousness is existence. Existence is consciousness. I need to explain properly. I need to unfold very carefully. And then, which I enjoyed thoroughly when Puja Swami, this is what Swamiji in every class was a class of vision. That is why Swamiji is a guru. Mahatma. Okay. Making the, Swamiji is a teacher. He himself explained the teacher. One who gives the vision, one who makes the student see what he or sees is the teaching. Therefore, I had to do the same thing. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.